What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brian Shackman here, Thursday edition of Brian & Company. There's any number of stories today that could sustain my morning. It's one of those days where things just happen in droves, and some local, most national, but some local bleed into national. I mean, I'll tick it off for you. I mean, this federal judge panel blocks some of these tariffs, including the China tariffs. So the stock market's kind of ripping early again. We're a ways away from the open. Then there's Marco Rubio and this potential revoking of China student visas. You have Governor Roland pardoned by the president, which is a massive story. Of course, Roland, three-term governor, went to prison twice and has really been out of the limelight for the last few years. And he's obviously a friend of WTIC. He worked here. And so he received a presidential pardon, which is a big deal. There's a whole bunch of the president's gone a little pardon crazy. And so Roland, it's just incredible news for him. And then there's so much going on with the federal government in terms of so Elon Musk steps away from Doge. I mean, his companies are struggling. Both Tesla sales are plummeted. SpaceX had that, this misfortune with that rocket the other day. And he's sort of, his role is diminished. Then Doge, which he thought was going to really make government more efficient, he looks at the big, beautiful bill and sees a ballooning debt and deficit, says something about it. And a day later, he officially says he's stepping aside. Of course, he says that the way the rule and the law is, if you're a special government employee of 130 days, his 130 days is coming to a close. And so his 4 months is up. And so he'll be stepping back. Who knows what happens to Doge in the wake of Musk leaving. So he steps back. You obviously have the president. I already talked about the China tariff federal judge panel, which will be appealed, of course. But what's the impact on the ability for the president to impose these tariffs? This on the flip side of, I don't know if people saw or heard this yesterday, a reporter asked the president what he thinks of what they call the taco trade. And I hadn't heard the term. I guess it's a Wall Street term that's been floating around that basically is an acronym, stands for Trump Always Chickens Out, which he's not going to like that. And it's referencing how he puts on a tariff, then he pauses it, takes off the tariff, puts on a tariff, takes off a tariff. And the Wall Street folks have developed, they're trying to game it to make money. That's what they do. And the president was asked about it. Maybe we'll get the soundbite for you later this morning. And he did not like the question. The truth is that there's a fair amount of truth to it. Outside of the courts telling him what he can and can't do, almost every tariff we've seen has either been paused or pulled back or modified. So he says it's negotiation and try to get leverage. But we're talking about trillions of dollars worth of stuff in global trade. It's just, I don't know. It's certainly something that has thrown the entire world for a loop. We'll see how it ends up. Remember, he told us to wait till the fall, and then we can judge things. And there's a bunch of other local things I want to get into, especially there's these Two stories, one big, not so big. There's this battle again. I feel like it's Ritter versus Lamont, the Speaker of the House against the governor. They floated doing a one-year budget as opposed to a two. Now, you might say, who gives a hoot? Well, the bottom line is you might not. But for 35 years, they've been doing this two-year budget. And now, because of some spike in year two of the budget on nursing salaries, they might want to do it in 1 year and then do another budget. And the governor said that would be a mistake, and Ritter floats it. So who's going to win that one? The other story that I do want to talk about is this unemployment benefits for striking workers that passed the Senate. Lamont has indicated he would not sign it, but it's just, I mean, it didn't happen last year. I don't understand it. I'm not anti-labor. I just don't understand. If you make the decision to walk off the job for more benefits, that's a personal and collective risk that you take. And you're accountable for that. I don't know why the state has to support you in that. It's sort of never been the case, and I don't know why it would start to be the case.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.